On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. Welcome back to Tall Can Sports number 71. Matt with you again. Seems like I was just in here. It's been a lot going on in the hockey world, of course. If you missed it last night, Tall Can Sports number 70, we sat down and talked a little bit about Rogers replacing George Sloppy Droopy Pants with Ron McLean returning to host Hockey Night in Canada, which was kind of an impromptu show. We didn't really have it planned, obviously, but news began to break, and it was an interesting topic, and it seemed worth the time to put some thoughts down on it. So if that interests you at all, Tall Can Sports number 70, you can find it in all the usual places, facebook.com/tallcanaudio, Tall Can Audio on Twitter, and of course Google Play Music, iTunes, Stitcher, all those, all your big time podcast apps. You can just search Tall Can Audio. While you're doing that, you might as well hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcatcher and be kept up to the loop. Tonight, something a little different, as the Toronto Maple Leafs make an interesting move. And as you can see, it's just me again here this evening, so this probably won't be long, but wanted to kick it around a little bit. We've received a couple of tweets, a couple of messages asking if we were going to put down anything on the move. And really, the Leafs haven't done anything since April. You know, being a pretty bad non-playoff team. So, you know, all your shitty teams kind of disappear into the background and the good teams get to have the spotlight for a little while, which I suppose is probably fair. But now we are into that period where guys are getting bought out, and we've got the draft later on this week, and then you've got that new kind of free agent window where you can talk to them for a bit. So this is always an interesting time of year, an interesting couple of weeks leading up to free agency, and it started in earnest today as it was a couple of moves, but most of them small. This one, at least from a Toronto perspective, not small. They pick up Danish goaltender Frederik Andersen from the Anaheim Ducks. And if you're anything like me, which is crippled with skepticism after 30-odd years of being a Leaf fan, your first reaction was, oh, God, please, no more goalies out of California. Vesa Toskala from the Sharks, J.S. Giguere from the Ducks, Jonathan Bernier from Los Angeles, all of them to come to Toronto and solve our goaltending woes. And you all know the resounding success that those trades were. Now, I guess you could say this guy is a little more established, but you are only talking about, I think we're 115, 118 odd starts when you include playoff games. A career 918 save percentage, certainly respectable, but playing behind a much better team in Anaheim than he will be, at least for the foreseeable future, in Toronto. So you wonder what those numbers look like when he gets here. That Anaheim defense, pretty good. The Toronto defense, not so good. So Toronto gives up a first round pick. It's Pittsburgh's pick, number 30, and that's obviously this year. And then a second round pick in 2017. Now that's interesting because the Leafs have been stockpiling draft picks for a while now, and they've been not real keen on trading them. And one of the reasons you do that, though, is so you can have some flexibility. So you can make a couple of moves, right? So interesting in that if you look at it, this is really the first significant addition the team has made in almost 3 years. Probably since Jonathan Bernier in 2013. You'll remember the Leafs went to the playoffs, had that seven-game series with the Boston Bruins. We all know how that ended. And they decided they wanted to upgrade on James Reimer and went out and got Jonathan Bernier, which I don't think at the time anyone thought was a terrible trade, but it hasn't panned out. But everything they've done since then has either been to tinker, right, little moves here and there, or as part of the teardown, your Phaneuf deals, your Kessel deals, right, clearing cap space and clearing out big contracts and just trying to tear the thing down to the studs if you can. This would be the first move, it would seem, in the opposite direction, laying a foundation piece to move forward with. This guy, in theory, isn't going to be a placeholder. How do we know that? Well, upon getting him, the Leafs gave him a 5-year contract worth $25 million. So, for you math whizzes out there, about $5 million a year on the cap. It's not a terrible number. It's a little more than some guys are making, but it's not a terrible number. It's the years that are a little concerning. It's a small sample size you're looking at right now. 100, like I said, 15, 118 games as a starter. About 2 seasons, right, of what you would consider to be an NHL starter. If a really good NHL starter is a 60, 65 game guy, then you've got about the sample size of 2 seasons. But he's never been able to completely, fully establish himself as the guy. If you remember for a while there, they had that three-headed monster. They had him, Victor Fast, and John Gibson. Fast got dealt to Edmonton. His career was destroyed, like so many before him who showed up in Edmonton. But John Gibson still looks like he's got quite a future. From an Anaheim perspective, why does this happen now? Well, John Gibson is on a very team-friendly deal. His cap hit is about $2.3 to $2.5 million over the next several seasons. Several seasons being three, as I previously alluded to. And he's 4 years younger, but he looks like he's ready to go, right? As a 22-year-old, he looks ready. Now, in theory, you would have, and if it was any other season, let the two of them fight it out. It's not a problem to have two very good goalies. But this isn't any other season. We know next year there's going to be an expansion draft. And each team is only allowed to protect one goalie. in that draft. So Anaheim was probably, there's going to be a couple teams with good goaltenders that get left available, but Anaheim was in jeopardy of losing one of their goalies in the expansion draft for nothing. Why not wait and trade next year? The value goes down. Everyone knows that you're in a jam. You want to make this trade so you get something for him, and they'll just wait you out. The value gets lower. Now you can say, we got a first and a second round pick for him moving forward, and you don't just get screwed at the expansion draft in a year. Toronto will protect him in the draft. Bernier's contract, I believe, will be up, and so they're in really no jeopardy of losing a goaltender in that way. And so that they've shrewdly used the timing to their advantage, and Anaheim has gotten a decent return on investment. Like I said, 5 years, it's a bit much. I would have wanted to see maybe more like a 3-year deal, just because we don't know what he's going to be. But that was one way to get him to commit. Let's tell him it's 5 years, right? He's a restricted free agent, so he was going to have a chance at unrestricted free agency. You have to negotiate a little when those are the stakes. If you're only going to give him a 2 or 3 year deal and he's 1 year away from unrestricted free agency, if he has a big year in Toronto next year, it's a big if. He could have a bad year too. That could cost him at free agency. But if he has a big year, you know, he could be looking at $6 or $7 million over 6 or 7 years. So it's just part of the negotiation. But the number of years is more concerning to me than the dollars. It's an interesting deal, and like I said, it's the timing, it's the things that get signaled. Lamoriello was GM of the Leafs, of course, was on the radio and on a press conference today saying it doesn't really change anything in terms of their timing. They're not going to rush in. But they are about to draft likely Austin Matthews. William Nylander and Mitch Marner will push hard for jobs next year. And so you're sort of done with that bottoming out phase. You may not be ready to be a great team, but you're not trying to tear it down anymore. And I think this move signifies that in a pretty significant way, right? That this is a piece you're adding that could make you better. You're not trying to be bad anymore, so to speak. But the defense in front of him will still almost certainly be bad. The offense will be better, at least more exciting. But it's an interesting time. If you're asking about the goaltenders in the Leafs system, Garrett Sparks was kind of a fun story this year, but I don't think anyone really expects him to be a top NHL guy, at least not soon. It was a good story. Everybody remembers in his first game, he comes up and gets the shutout. It was a lot of fun. It was a cool story, and I enjoyed watching it. But by the time the playoffs rolled around, even for the Marlies, it was Bebo getting the starts. And while I think the Leaf brass may like him a little more than Sparks, I don't think anyone expects him to be top end either. And even if you do, you just bought them a couple of years, another 2-3 years, and then they can come up and battle with Anderson if that's going well. And if it's going well, maybe you have a piece to trade. But the only thing that concerns me, like I said, is the 5 years and the fact that he never fully established himself in Anaheim as the guy. But he's going to have the chance to do it now. He's clearly the number one guy here. He's better than Bernier. Lamoriello mentioned on the radio tonight, he's 6'4". You know, important in a lot of places, but a direct shot at Jonathan Bernier, who is far shorter than that. Not even 6 feet, I don't think. So to go on there and point out his size and how important you think that was in making the deal, that's directly a shot across the bow of Jonathan Bernier. So he'll back up this year, because I don't think anybody's going to take that contract from you, and he'll be gone at the end of next season. You'll figure out your backup at that point. But those are the only two real caveats. But I think in general it's a good deal. This is why you gathered so many draft picks was to either stockpile yourself full of kids or have some flexibility to make some deals. And instead of drafting an 18-year-old goalie and waiting, you grabbed a 26-year-old one and you're going to hope. And it's not like hope, like, oh my God, I don't think this is... It's better than that, but you are kind of hoping to get a little lucky on this. So, what do you think? Like I said, we got the draft coming up on Friday. The Leafs are exciting at this point. They're interesting at this point. We'll see. There's a couple of interesting weeks ahead. What do you think of this deal? Let us know. Facebook.com/TallCanAudio. Shoot us a post if you want on Twitter, TallCanAudio or TallCanSports, and we'll chat about it. But that is the Frederik Andersen, the Toronto Maple Leafs, in a nutshell. That first round pick, by the way, that the Leafs traded, it's number 30. That was Pittsburgh's pick, part of the Kessel deal that, remember, the Leafs weren't going to get unless Pittsburgh made the playoffs. And that was a real question for a while. If you guys think way back, Pittsburgh had a very tough start. And for a while, it looked like they might just squeak in. And then in the last month, month and a half, 2 months, they just tore it up. And to the point where it would have been better if they'd had just squeaked in and then lost. That draft pick would have become a middle of the first round draft pick, you know, 16, 17, something like that, 18th pick. They win the cup, and so it becomes a 30th. But it's a first round pick, and you were able to ship that off to Anaheim, turn it into potentially your new number one goalie. Well, he is your new number one goalie. Whether it's a franchise goalie remains to be seen. But that was interesting too, right? So that's the Kessel deal now, is Kasperi Kapanen, Frederik Andersen, and yeah, there's a defenseman, Harrington. Not a bad return, but for a guy who led the Stanley Cup winning teams in playoff scoring, it's probably fair to wonder if it was enough. But that is a question for another show. That is Tall Can Sports number 72. Hit us up on social media. Let us know what you think of the deal. Frederik Andersen, new Toronto Maple Leaf, means opening night. Ottawa Senators, Toronto Maple Leafs. Craig Andersen versus Frederik Andersen. This might get confusing. We'll see you down the road. That was Tall Can Sports. Catch you later.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit TallCanAudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at TallCanAudio.